or Lucia from landlocked Armenia, it is a sea.
We don't have sea in Yerevan, and it is close to us, so we come here often.
Samir from Azerbaijan lives on the Caspian Sea, but he says he and his family traveled 18 hours by train to enjoy Georgian hospitality in Russian, a common legacy of their Soviet past.
After the collapse of the Soviet Union, hospitality here was very low. No one liked to speak Russian. But now, because of tourism, they have to speak Russian and English to help the tourists.
And for Nino, a new university graduate from Tbilisi, it could be the eternal sex appeal of a beach vacation.
I have no idea.
Here on the eastern shores of the Black Sea, neutrality is paying off for Georgia. Armenians, Azeris, Ukrainians, Iranians, and Turks all vacation here visa-free.
Tourists now fly here directly from such diverse cities as Tehran and Tel Aviv. Iran recently opened a consulate on Europe Square, a few blocks from the port where U.S. Navy ships regularly make port calls. With this tourist flood, international chain hotels are popping up. Last year, the Lighthouse-inspired Sheraton. This year, the Italian-designed Radisson.
It's already 14th of October opening.
Regional Governor Levon Varsholomidze says thousands of hotel rooms are under construction.
Last year we had a Sheraton opening, this year already Radisson, next coming for us Hilton and Kempinski, and continue Holiday Inn and different brands. In 2-3 years we'll have it a minimum 10 brands, but still it's not enough.
Traditionalists don't like the casinos and the daring designs. Opposition politician Nino Bourgenadze in Tbilisi.
Batumi was one of the most beautiful cities in Georgia. Right now it's a kitsch. You can see the absolutely different buildings which has nothing to do with the style with each other. You can see a building which has 5-6 different styles in one building, which is of course a matter of taste.
News of Batumi's building boom has traveled to New York. As Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili watched, American real estate entrepreneur Donald Trump agreed in March to put his name on a 52-story Batumi Trump Tower. After languishing for decades on the Soviet Union's southern frontier, Batumi is now making its mark on the map of the world. James Brook, VOA News, Batumi, Georgia.